Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Here we are on the Sabbath again, and we'll take it from there.
Circle.
Stop the circle. Stop the start the video. Does a countdown, and I'll put up the study, and we're ready. Shabbat Shalom. Here we are on God's holy day, the Sabbath. Let's ask God to bless this reading today. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless this reading today in Yeshua's name. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for every brother and sister that continued on unto this day. We give you the praise, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
We are one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chaba Mashiach. Just a little piece of the Israel of God around the world. And today, God's holy day, the Sabbath. That's Exodus 20 or Deuteronomy 5. There's our website. There's my phone number. There's my email if you need to contact me. Today, we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard in Franklin, Tennessee, if you want to visit us. Today is April the 18th, 2026. Wow. God's calendar. Ha'aviv 29. And this is the second Sabbath of the seven Sabbaths we were told to count. Just to let everyone know, I've done this study many times. It's always good to go over our seven-week journey. Leviticus 23. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto Jehovah. Today's topic is murmuring and complaining. We don't want to do any murmuring or no complaining. Here's Numbers 11. And when the people complained, it displeased Jehovah, and Jehovah heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of Jehovah burnt among them, and consumed them that were in the utmost parts of the camp. Wow. We don't want to do any complaining. Here's Psalm 144. That your oxen may be strong into labor, that there be no breaking in or nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Amen. Here's Exodus 15. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto Jehovah, and spoke, saying, I will sing unto Jehovah, for he had triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider had he thrown into the sea. We thank God for that. And his sister Miriam got up there, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and dances. And Miriam answered them, sing unto Jehovah, for he had triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he had thrown into the sea. Right after triumphing glorious, here's what happened. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. They went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days into the wilderness and found, no water. That was the end of the world for them. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the water of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. There it is right there in Hebrew, Marah, bitter. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? That murmur is lun or lean in Hebrew. And he cried unto Jehovah, and Jehovah showed him a tree, and when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. And he said, Moses said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of Jehovah, your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am Jehovah that heals you. Amen. We thank God for that. He heals us. Then they came to Elim. There was 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. That's 70 palm trees. And they encamped there by the waters. Exodus 16. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Why did they do that? And the children of Israel said unto them, I don't know why they wanted to do this. Would to God we had died by the hand of Jehovah in the land of Egypt. I guess they forgot there were slaves there. When we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For he had brought us forth into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Terrible. Then said Jehovah unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them that they will keep my, will they walk in my law or no? And that's what God wants to know all the time. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they have brought in, bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, at even, then you shall know that Jehovah had brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then you shall see the glory of Jehovah, for that Jehovah hears your murmurings against Jehovah. And what are we that you murmur against us? That's right. And Moses said, this shall be when Jehovah shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that Jehovah hears your murmurings. We don't want to ever be complaining or murmuring, which you murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, they said, but against Jehovah. That's bad. And Moses spoke unto Aaron, and say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before Jehovah, for he had heard your murmurings. Oh no. And it came to pass, as Aaron spoke unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of Jehovah appeared in a cloud. Wow. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. And you shall know that I am Jehovah your God. And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna. For they wist not, they didn't know what to call it. They didn't know what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which Jehovah had given you to eat. This is the thing which Jehovah had commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man, according to the number of your persons, take you every man for them which are in their, his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more and some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. God supplied their every need. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. Of course, they didn't obey nothing. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses. But some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. Boy, they never listened, this children of Israel. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is the thing which Jehovah had said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto Jehovah. Amen. It's like today is the Sabbath. Bake that which you will bake today, and seat that which you will seat, and that which remains over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up till the morning, and Moses told them, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. God does exactly what he says. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is the Sabbath unto Jehovah. Today you shall find it not, you shall not find it in the field. That's right. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, the Shabbat, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather. Of course, they always do everything wrong. And they found none. Just think, the children of Israel, they're thick-headed. And Jehovah said unto Moses, how long refuse you to keep my commandments and my laws? See that Jehovah had given you the Sabbath. Therefore he gives you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide you every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the Sabbath on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna, and it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Sounds good. And Moses said, this is the thing which Jehovah commands. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that you may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein and lay it up before Jehovah to be kept for your generations. As Jehovah commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Here's Exodus 17. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys, according to the commandment of Jehovah, and pitched in Rephidim. And there was no water for the people to drink. Here we go again. Wherefore the people did chide, that means strive or contend with Moses, and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide you with me? Wherefore do you tempt Jehovah? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, Wherefore is this that you have brought us up out of the land of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? Boy, they have a short memory. Mm-hmm. And Moses cried unto Jehovah, saying, What shall I do unto this people, if they be almost ready to stone me? And Jehovah said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with you the elders of Israel, and your rod, wherewith you smote the river. Take it in your hand, and go. And behold, I will stand before you there upon the rock in Horeb, and you shall smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of that place Massa and Meribah, because the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted Jehovah, saying, Is Jehovah among us or not? Boy, they're thick. He did so many miracles for them. His apostle Paul, whose name was Saul, instructed the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 10. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all did eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Messiah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, but with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. And these things are examples for us. Now, these things were our examples to the intent that you should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Go to Numbers 11. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again, and said, Who shall give us flesh to eat? So the children of Israel and the mixed multitude that's really horrible. They said, We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. I guess they forgot they were slaves there, right? But our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. That's called murmuring. Boy. Back to 1 Corinthians 10. Neither be ye idolaters, as some of them, as it was written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Really satanically. Go to Exodus 32. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron, and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't even know what become of him. Wow, I guess they forgot. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in your ears of your wives and your sons and your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And Aaron received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool. So he got a graving tool after he had made it a golden calf. And they said, These be your gods, O Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. That's really evil, isn't it? When Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast to Jehovah. Aaron was out of it there. Boy. Here it is. And they rose up on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink, and they rose up to play. Yeah. Really satanically. Now we're going to go back to 1 Corinthians 10. nonetheless commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day, let's see, that's 23,000, wow. Neither let us tempt Messiah, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Go to Numbers 21. Jehovah sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died, because they're rebellious against God. Back to 1 Corinthians 10. Neither murmur you, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. That's right. That's the way it works. Numbers 11. And when the people complained, it displeased Jehovah. And Jehovah heard it, and his anger was kindled. And the fire of Jehovah burnt among them, and consumed them that were in the utmost parts of the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, before it was chewed, the wrath of Jehovah was kindled against the people, and Jehovah smote the people with a very great plague. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians again, 10. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, that they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. That's right. There had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. That's good to know. But with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Amen. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. Here's Philippians. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, all things without murmurings and disputings. They may be blameless and harmless, the sons and daughters of God without rebuke, in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. So this is not a long study for today, but I wanted to let you know about complaining and murmuring. So in closing for now, soon the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, which means 50, Feast of Harvest, which is always on Sunday. At that time, we'll be in the third month called Sivan. May 18th, Sivan 1, and Feast of Weeks, May 24th, Sivan 7. Tonight starts God's second month, Ziph. I want to thank everyone for joining us. May God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom. Hope you got something out of this study. Let me stop the audio real quick. Stop the video. Shabbat Shalom. And I'll stop the this right here.